Well, Graeme, I think that was this is your 204th first-class match, and today your first half century.
Yeah, I've been waiting a long time to kind of, I suppose, have the feeling of raising your bat. Done it a little bit in club cricket, but obviously today in a pretty crucial time for us, it was a pretty good feeling.
You remember the last time you got into the 40s in a championship match?
I think I've got 3 41s, so at the back of my mind, when I got a 41, I was thinking, right, just make sure I try and get at least one more run and try and get a PB. But it's a funny one because obviously bowlers obviously work hard at their batting and they try the hardest. But ultimately today was all the hard work kind of paid off a little bit, really. And I suppose the good thing for us and for the team is that it was in a position at the time we're in a tricky position, really. So obviously delighted. It's been a great day for the club.
You came out this morning in a similar scenario, I suppose, on a totally different pitch down at Somerset a few weeks ago. You were a night watchman there and it all ended very quickly there. You came out today and you and Keaton had a go at the bowlers and you took the game to them. You got some momentum going pretty quickly and you moved on nicely.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a different wicket, but ultimately when I went out there, I was aware of that and I was certainly wary of it. But ultimately, I just back my game plan a little bit, try and play as straight as I can for the first, you know, 20-30 balls and then eventually try and put the bowlers under pressure, and I loved it. You know, it was really good fun. I really enjoyed it, and obviously Keats, who's very level-headed and very patient in the way he plays, was good for me as well.
You got to your 50 and then probably about an over or two later he got to his 100, so there were some nice scenes out there, you celebrating your half century and him equaling the club record of 6 in a season now as well.
Yeah, I mean he's had a pretty remarkable season, hasn't he, and for me to be out there to celebrate with him was something very special. I mean, when we were actually batting together, I was thinking a lot about my runs, if I'm being honest, and then I looked up and I saw he was in the 90s and then obviously 99 and he was there for a couple of overs, and you know, exactly the same as what he was saying to me. You know, you'll get a ball eventually and you'll get your 50. And it was the same for him. You know, he's having a very good season, and hats off to him. He got another very good 100.
What was lunch like? Because I think you were on 49 at lunch and he was in the 90s, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, I didn't know what to do. I didn't put your gloves in the sunshine and get them dried off. Or do you not have lunch? Because that's what batters do, don't they? They say, oh, it puts me off me batting or me momentum or whatever it is. And so I just kind of went what they said and got my shirt dried and then kind of came back out. But as I said, look, I loved it. Is it as good as a 5-for? I'm not really sure. It's certainly a lot easier.
Finally tonight, you've put them in with 8 overs to play and you've got a wicket in the last over tonight as well.
Yeah, we potentially could have had a couple. I mean, people will say that the disappointing thing is that we're getting ourselves into winning positions now instead of actually putting them under pressure in the first innings. But ultimately, that, you know, that's what happens. I thought me and Rushy bowled nicely again. We've just got to put them under pressure tomorrow, and I think the wicket is a little bit more up and down than necessarily sideways movement, but I think that with a slightly longish tail, I think we've got a great chance to obviously try and put them under pressure.
Whatever happens, if the weather holds, 300 needed for them, 9 wickets, it could be a cracking day's cricket, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Apparently, Hurricane Katrina or something's coming tomorrow, which isn't good. But you know, fingers crossed, we get the full day's play, and I think we certainly feel as though we've got enough runs. Obviously, hence the reason why we declared. But if you hit a good area, top of off stump hard, there's something in the wicket for you.